Sunday through Tuesday nights, PBS presents the latest Bill Moyers TV series. It's called Moyers on Addiction, Close to Home, and it's a five-hour look at how people become addicted, how it affects them, and what, if anything, can be done about it. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Bill Moyers doesn't take up much airtime in this new PBS series. Most of the time, he's content to sit off camera and coax people into telling their stories, or gently prod scientists into explaining their latest discoveries and theories. But when Moyers does take center stage, he's very effective and very daring. At the end of this series, Moyers steps up and takes a tough stance regarding the effectiveness of America's war on drugs. "Our policymakers are like addicts in denial," he says. He also says, "The drug war has become the Vietnam of our time. We keep doing the same thing, expecting different results." It's quite a personal ending for a PBS documentary series. And Moyers starts it off with an even more personal beginning.
"My wife Judith and I thought we knew about addiction until it came close to home. Then we discovered just how naive we had been. 10 years ago, our oldest son plunged into a long and painful struggle with drugs and alcohol. Our entire family was swept into the ordeal. It's come to a happy place for us, fortunately, and our son is doing well. Many others are not so lucky. What we have learned from our experience and are still learning prompted this series. It's not about the use or even the occasional abuse of a substance. We're talking about that obsessive desire where a chemical you take, drink, or smoke becomes the master of your mind and the tyrant of your life. That's what we'll be reporting: the experience of addiction, how it happens, and what can be done about it."
Each of the five episodes of Moyers on Addiction hones in on one particular aspect of drug addiction. The first episode devotes itself entirely to just listening to recovering addicts telling their stories. And Moyers gets some real insight from them, and some real poetry, too. One person likens the way people treat you at a recovering addicts meeting, like Alcoholics Anonymous, to the supportive way people band together after an earthquake. After the disaster, you start digging people out. And another addict compares first-time AA visitors, with their shaky hands and nervous mumbling, to villains from Dick Tracy. Interviewing addicts, even recovering ones, is nothing new, but Moyers clearly reaches these people as he interviews them. He also does one thing in the show that's simple but brilliant. We listen to these folks for an entire hour before they're identified. Only at the end do we learn who they are, what they do, and how long they've been in recovery. We get to know them as people on an equal footing before getting to all that other stuff. Other hours are organized just as thoughtfully. The second hour looks at the chemical reactions drugs cause in the mind and body, and even shows a before and after experiment where a test subject is given drugs as her brain is photographed by a series of CAT scans. It's a literal visualization of that old public service announcement. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. The third hour, perhaps the most personal for Moyers, revisits one of the drug clinics that treated his own son. The fourth hour looks at the future and visits children who live in homes where one or both parents are drug addicts. Here, too, the secret is that Moyers steps back and listens and gives people the time to reveal themselves, including the obviously conflicted parents of a 10-year-old boy named TJ. We hear the parents first, then the boy.
"I see it affecting him. I do. He isn't able to...
I didn't
to,
say that it didn't affect him. I'm
no, but I just don't think he's able to have a childhood as he should be having a childhood.
Sure, yeah.
He's carefree. He's too worried about us.
Yeah, he's had to take on a lot of responsibility. I'll give you that. But
taking care of me. Which a 10-year-old shouldn't have to worry about taking care of his mom and dad.
No, that's true. Well, he's never had to take care of me. He's taken care of you.
He's taken care of you a lot. He saved your damn life.
I know they're trying to teach me not to do drugs. And they are doing drugs, but not my mom. I know my dad's trying to get on methadone, but not as quick as I want him to. I don't think he's doing the very, very best he can. I hope but I still got faith, but I don't know if it's gonna happen.
Finally, the fifth hour, called The Politics of Addiction, looks at what our government is doing and not doing to solve the drug problem. Moyers, by this point, seems positively impatient with our country's current efforts. And after watching this series, you may share his frustration.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.